Well, she sneaks about the world, empty Carolina. She's a sticky-fingered filter from Berlin down to Belize. Take you for a ride, the most of China. Tell me where in the world is
Ben and Vince. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Ben and Vince Show. We're back in the broadcasting business for one more time.
At least.
Yeah.
At least one more time.
Probably many times.
Yeah. I mean, it would be weird to say one more time. It's like very...
I say one more time every time because, you know...
It's at least one more time.
You never know what's going to happen.
I mean, maybe we don't even complete this time, though. How do you... That it's not one.
What would stop us from completing this time? It's already a time just from us starting.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe we go back in time.
That already happened. Oh, dang, but maybe it. Now is the time when we leave to go back.
Nope.
I don't know. What time is it? 6:02?
I think it's like back. I think that's what time it is.
Yeah, speaking of time... Isn't this a weird time? Why did Eric want us to come in and do this podcast so much at this particular time?
Right, it was like very specific. He specifically requested like this time. I don't know what the deal is.
I was kind of hoping for like a surprise party. Or,
yeah, like a cake.
Yeah,
like a banner.
Like a stripper inside of it.
Yeah, or like a candle.
Yeah,
nothing.
With like a stripper inside of it.
Yeah. And made of wax and with her hair on fire.
Yeah. All right. Maybe it'll still happen.
And yeah. I mean, he's listening, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We just gave him some ideas.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be that much of a surprise.
He's probably in his office. We could go ask him.
Oh,
but
yeah.
No, then it wouldn't be a surprise, though.
Right. Yeah. Maybe the surprise is he's dead.
That'd be awesome.
Awesome.
That'd be the best surprise party ever.
That's terrible. How would Harvard, you know, operate without its vice president?
Yeah, I could see that being a problem. But, you know, Harvard vice president found dead with stripper inside.
With stripper inside... What?
Of his body.
Oh. Oh, God.
Also, inside the paper.
The paper?
Yeah, the paper that's printing the article.
Oh, well.
Like, you know, stripper inside, page 7.
Yeah, pop out. You know, perfume sample.
Cop out.
Oh, God. Did you see it?
No. My friend saw it.
Really?
Yeah, she said it was better than she expected.
Okay. That sounds better than I expected.
Yeah, I want to see it, though.
Don't really?
Know. Yeah. I wanted to see it before that. Also.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to see it when I first saw the trailer. It looked really bad.
It does look really bad.
But I want to see it.
Okay.
I also kind of want to see Shutter Island. Although I think that's just going to be stupid.
What?
I think it's just going to be stupid, but...
I heard it was good-ish.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
I saw a law-abiding citizen.
Oh my God.
What do you mean, oh my God?
That movie looked pretty dumb.
No, it didn't. It was good.
Oh, okay.
It was actually good.
Who was the law-abiding citizen again?
Gerard Butler.
Right, and who was the... Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, it was Jamie Foxx.
Okay. I thought Gerard Butler was playing both roles.
No, he can only play one role, so because he had to leave partway through to go begin the pursuit.com.
I haven't actually been to that website.
Neither have I. That's another movie. When is that movie coming out?
I don't know. .com?
StopShowingOff.com. Maybe one day we'll live in a world when you can have us pretend to be scientists.
Yeah. That hasn't been on in a while.
Yeah, it hasn't.
Friggin' Olympics. How do you feel about the Olympics?
Fuck Canada, you know?
Why?
Because they won that hockey game.
I mean, that's like their thing. It would have crushed them if they didn't.
Exactly! That's why we should have won.
You want Canada to be crushed?
Yes! Do you not want Canada to be crushed?
I don't know, they seem pretty nice.
Oh my god, that's exactly the problem.
They're too nice?
They just think they're so great.
I mean,
they're not great, pretty, okay?
They're great at hockey, apparently.
No, they got lucky. Sidney Crosby's a little bitch.
All right. I mean, message of anger here.
No, I'm just saying, he's always been a bitch.
Okay.
He's such a bitch, like, you know, he gets mad at Ovechkin because Ovechkin celebrates whenever he scores a goal.
Right.
Like, come on now, just because Ovechkin's better than you. That's the other thing. Fucking Wilbon went ahead and wrote in the paper about how Sidney Crosby is leagues and leagues ahead of Alex Ovechkin.
Leagues.
Yeah.
That's not even a unit of measurement that we use here.
I mean, I'm just saying, Wilbon, you're wrong. Ovechkin's better.
All right. So, you know, this has been the editorial page of the Ben and Vince Show.
Vincitorial.
Not a sermon. Just the Vincitorial.
I said not a sermon, just a thought to someone the other day, and they hadn't had any idea what I was talking about.
Oh. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be from something. It makes sense on its own.
Yeah. Those commercials are so ridiculous.
Commercials? I thought they were like, you know, diatribes.
I mean, they're paid for with commercial ad time.
Well, okay.
And it's a commercial for a church.
Okay. I mean, he's commercial like, for God.
It's like, you know, and Jesus, you know, died on the cross for all of your sins. Not a sermon. Like, okay.
You're all going to hell.
Yeah.
Speaking of hell, don't you feel like the floor is like opening up beneath you right now?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I think it's because the air conditioning is not even on in the building right now. In fact, did you notice like all the lights were out when we got in here?
Yeah, and they're not working too well, even when I turn them on.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It's like, yeah, I mean, obviously, everyone else who doesn't, like, who works here is, like, off right now, because...
Well, sure,
like,
yeah.
I mean, it's such a weird time to come
right.
in.
Right, exactly. Right. Like, when everyone's off, I mean, I don't know why you wanted us here right now, but...
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for that surprise.
Yeah.
You know, if you did it right now, I'd be surprised, so... Go ahead, Eric.
I wouldn't be surprised, because we're talking about it.
Oh, right. Well, but that's what would make it so surprising.
Hey, so did you hear about that the riot at that prison?
No.
Yeah, or I don't know if it was a riot, but, like, one of the inmates, like, ended up killing one of the guards.
Oh, wow.
I'm surprised you didn't hear about it. It was, like, all over the news. It was, like, some jail in Florida... I forgot what it was called. Oh yeah, SeaWorld. Too soon?
I just think, you know, if you're gonna put in controversial opinions like that, you should make sure you specify that it's a vincitorial.
I mean, the whole show is a vincitorial.
even the stuff I say?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, you know, a very bold statement there from Vince. You know, those whales are prisoners.
Dolphins.
Wasn't it a killer whale?
Yeah. Which, by the way...
Yeah, I mean, I know.
You'd think you would...
You guys really should have seen that coming.
Yeah. Apparently some contestant on The Price is Right, one of the, like, in the showcase, one of the part of the showcase was, like, a trip to SeaWorld, And the contestant was like, I mean, when they like had to bid on the showcase, they're like, they should be paying me $20,000 to go to SeaWorld.
I bet Drew Carey had some stupid remark to say about that.
Yeah.
I was gonna say something. Did you hear that on Jeopardy, 4chan was an answer?
Yeah.
But the question was so dumb.
Yeah, no. The question was, what are images?
Images, yeah.
By the way, if I came up to you and asked you what are images, do you think you would start talking about 4chan?
These are things that people on 4chan often make to, yeah. Also, is that what they're best known for? Images? Like,
images. Have you seen that video? Alex Trebek. Someone says some stupid answer. Yeah, the clue was more rubicund, and the person's like, what is rotunderer? And Trebek's like, no.
Yeah, I think I did see that.
Yeah,
right. I mean,
let's go to break.
What do champion gymnast Paul Hom, Morgan Hom, and Sean Johnson have in common? Great taste and Ortega.
My taco's the best. I love Ortega's taco sauce. It makes my taco pop.
My secret's the crunchy Ortega taco shell and diced green chilies. Beat that, bro. I take an Ortega soft tortilla and Ortega shell, the taco double twist.
Boys, always competing.
There's no competition. Ortega is the champion of great taste.
It's no getting over, it's no getting over, it's just no getting over you. Wish I could spin my world into reverse, just to have you back again. It's no getting over, it's no getting over, there's just no getting over you. All the things I know right now, if I only knew back then, it's no getting. Wish I could spin my world into reverse, just to have you back again. There's no getting over, there's no getting over, there's just no getting over you.
From break, and speaking of break, do you notice that crack in the ceiling?
I mean, it's probably just bowing under the weight of all the strippers
and all the dicks.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. When are they gonna get that taken care of? I know Heisen. he told me this week that the new studio is almost finished. So,
oh well, that's good. That's good news because you know
this one really seems to be falling apart, if you will.
I mean, metaphorically.
Yeah.
Yeah, and plus, those dicks are starting to smell.
Dicks.
Yeah. But that's synergy, though, getting those strippers and
yeah,
dicks.
I know. That's why Eric Heisen is such a great businessman.
That's why he runs the show and the company.
And that's why he should be president of...
Harvard. Johnny Bauman. He's due for a political assassination.
We're not supposed to talk about that.
Whatever. That's just a Ben Pinion.
Ben Pinion.
I know. Little Benyon. I don't know.
Eric Carson's great.
He's really great.
He looks like a grape.
That inspires me to write a song. Yeah. So, what else is going on?
Here's something that I thought of while I was in the shower the other day.
Yeah, okay.
What does Bill O'Reilly say after he farts?
I don't know.
He says, "Welcome to the nose pin zone."
That's very good.
Yeah.
That guy, did you see when Jon Stewart was on him?
What?
On his show?
Oh, yeah, I didn't watch the whole thing.
It was like they were too civil. They were like, yeah, just like getting along.
No, it was just like they were just trying to trick me into watching cable news by putting Jon Stewart on it.
I mean, Jon Stewart is on cable. I guess he's not necessarily news.
But he is the news.
He makes the news. But he's no longer going to be on Hulu, which kind of sucks.
Why?
Why is he no longer going to be on it, or why does it suck?
Why is he no longer going to be on it?
Because Viacom is taking The Daily Show off Hulu.
Why?
I don't know. They suck.
I mean, whatever. Who watches The Daily Show anyway?
I watch it online sometimes.
It's on too frequently.
So that's why you just watch clips of it sometimes.
No, that's even worse. I hate watching clips of shows.
But that show is just clips. It's only clips.
It's like a show.
Even when you're watching it, you're just watching clips.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's the show. There's parts. Like, there's segments.
Yeah, segments. They're pretty short.
That's like saying our show is just clips.
I mean, I don't see anyone clipping our show.
I mean, there's no way anyone's going to cut it short.
Yeah. There's just too much content.
Yeah.
You can't lose any of it.
You know, we generated so much content, and, you know...
Speaking of content, I'm pretty content with the idea that we're going to be moving into a new studio.
Yeah, I heard it's going to be really great, and, it's going to come with all kinds of shit.
Yeah, power windows.
Yeah.
A brake pedal that actually works, or an accelerator pedal that does not work. One of those.
Oh man, fucking Toyota.
I know, right? Has anyone bought a Toyota in the past 2 months?
Probably not. Fucking... Oh my god. This is so great, though, for America.
Not Americans, but America.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, finally, we have something they don't.
I mean, it's like the whole thing is they just have been rubbing it in our face the whole time about how their cars are so much better quality.
Right,
and then it turns out that they were lying.
Yeah, turns out Asian people can lie.
Oh my god. Why has it got to be racist? Why has it got to be racial?
Says Mr. American cars are better.
That's not a race thing. That's a national thing.
Oh, okay, all right.
And the American cars are better.
All right. Wasn't that one of the main causes of World War I or something?
No, you're thinking of Maine.
Yeah, the N was for nationalism.
Yeah. And
what was the I for?
The I was for international
economics.
No.
That's what Mihir is studying.
Really?
Yeah. So shout out.
Yeah.
What was the I for?
The A was for alliances.
Yeah, the M was for militarism. The I was for intended violence.
The I was for eye assassination.
Ensemble.
Yeah. I was watching Psych today.
Yeah.
It says there everyone was like going out to hunt a shark, and he sees his dad. He's like getting ready to go out and hunt this shark. He's like, "Dad, you too? Like, you know, you're going to look for this shark?" He's like, "What? Yeah. Shark? No, me and my fishing buddies are just going to go out and, you know, hunt some marlins." And he goes, "Marlin? Wayans? Oh, good. You better get going. We wouldn't want to see another white chicks.
But did you know that they actually are making another White Chicks?
What?
Yeah.
This is what? Why? Why?
I know. Where could they possibly go with it that they haven't already gone?
Why did the, I mean, do you know what year it is? It's 2010. I mean, my God.
Yeah. I know. I
What the
know.
hell?
What the
That's
They're just,
terrible.
they're gonna be even whiter this time. I don't know.
Oh my God, what a bad movie.
I didn't see it, but yeah, I assume.
I mean, neither did I.
Well,
I saw the commercial for it.
right. Yeah.
I mean, the
Would you
whole
rather be,
idea is just terrible.
well, of course, would you rather have White Chicks 2 or Little Man 2?
What the hell is Little Man?
You remember Little Man?
No.
That was with like that midget, and he was pretending to be like a baby or something.
Oh, yeah, God. That's stupid.
It's really stupid.
It's better than White Chicks.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. What about Soul Plane 2?
the blackjacking?
That from something?
That's from the Boondocks.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there's new Boondocks coming out soon.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
There's a new Futurama coming out
Yeah,
soon.
no one cares.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, Machete is about to come out.
Really?
Yeah, like next month.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know, we're really living in the future here.
I know, that did always seem like something that would just always be coming out in the future. But I guess we've made it there. And we can make it anywhere.
Yeah.
We made it
Weird.
to the top. We're at the top floor of this building.
Yeah, I mean, I'm about to go like go see where Heisen's office. Wait, you see that crane? Was that crane always there?
It? I don't know. It seems like it's been there for a while, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like it wasn't there before.
It's so strange. I mean, I really am very confused about why. I don't
Maybe
know.
the crane is gonna lower the surprise into the studio.
Yeah, I mean, do you think these things are all connected?
Wait a minute.
What?
That
What?
the they're gonna they're that it all makes sense. They're gonna demolish the building.
No, Vince, no, that can't be it. Oh my God, what
We
is
gotta
this?
get out of here.
Vince! Vince! Can you hear me,
What?
Vince? He's dead, everybody! Vince is dead! He died. Buried alive in the rubble. Well, that's our show, everybody. This is Ben Strauss. Well, at least three quarters of Ben Strauss. Signing off. Vince, you died a hero's death. Oh.